Presence, that's where I belong. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's give God the glory. We are in week 6 on the journey. I am Christine Smith Murphy, your traveling partner, and I'm honored to enter the throne room today. We are seeking God for renewed strength, joy, and endurance to stand against end time deception. End time deception is nothing new to us. 3 separate gospel authors, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, record Jesus' warnings about various false teachers that will deceive many and some events that will occur, many of which are unfolding before our eyes today. Wars, rumors of wars, natural disasters, pestilence, increased lawlessness. These are horrendous happenings which leaves many heartbroken, sad, and hopeless. But today I have good news. James 1:2-4 states, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Revelations 21 verse 5 tells us, "And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are true and trustworthy.'" Nehemiah 8 verse 10 tells us, Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some of those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Aren't you happy this morning that God uses our trials for our benefit and that he is a God who makes all things new and he is the source of joy that gives us strength? Bow your heart with me this morning. Our Father, who are in heaven, we reverence your name. You are indeed holy. We delight in the fact that you are the rejuvenate God, the creator, the one who has the power to bring things to life. You are the restorer of broken things. We thank you that you are the source of joy, peace, and all good things come from you. We thank you that your thoughts towards us are good and that they are completely flawless. We thank you for all the resources that you have made for us to survive on this treacherous journey or Christian walk. We thank you for your peace, joy, love, and mercy. We thank you for your never-ending supply of mercy that is given to us new every morning. As I come on behalf of my brothers and sisters, seeking you for renewed strength, joy, and endurance, oh God, to stand against all these happenings that are occurring in the last days. First, I humbly ask that you remove everything from me and from us that discredits you and that will be a hindrance to us getting a response from you. Help me, help us to forgive others as you have forgiven us. Father, I am truly grateful for the forewarnings. It allows us to prepare ourselves for what is to come. Help us to take heed of your instructions and forgive us for the many times that we have gone against your will. Help us as a body to align our actions with your will and your plan for mankind. Help us to diligently seek you and the things of the kingdom. For your word tells us that in your presence that there is fullness of joy. And it is your joy that we need, that provides us with the strength and endurance when we are weak. Have mercy on those who have succumbed to the deception and provide a way of escape. Have mercy on the people of Afghanistan, Haiti, and those who are suffering from the effects of the pandemic. Help us, O Lord, help us to, as your people, to be your arms extended to those who are suffering. Show us ways that we can help. Let us endeavor to reflect you in all our ways. Lead us to all truth, mighty God, and help us to be doers of your word. All this I ask in your precious name, and I tell you, amen. My brothers and sisters, it's a new day. Pursue God's presence. There you will have renewed strength, joy, and endurance. Shalom.